This is The Greg Hill Show. The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up with you?
Here you go.
How's that?
All right.
Man, ain't it going on trying to survive?
With your host,
Greg, the host,
Boston's top socialite, Greg Hill.
Are you going to get the vaccine?
So I had two run-ins with COVID. Both times, my only symptoms were me being a hypochondriac. I was completely asymptomatic.
Right.
You've had two run-ins with COVID today with Greg and Wiggy.
Yeah, there That's we go, right?
We are
my
survivors. Thing is,
joined by one of Massachusetts' elites, J. Charles Wiggins.
At J. Charles Wiggins, they don't worry about anything.
No,
they
we're in the hood.
They take your retainer. They represent. They don't even care if they win or lose.
Right. No, our motto is, we're going to get you something.
Right.
That's our motto.
That's your motto.
We're going to get you something.
Joined by
Ken and Curtis aren't adults.
Two idiot producers.
They are co-hosts.
Ken and Curtis.
What is your favorite condiment?
Probably mayo, because it's so diverse. You can switch it up. They can add. No. Do you like aioli? Like a chipotle aioli?
What's the old aioli coming?
You had it on one of the eight burgers you had at Capital Burger.
Oh, yeah,
the other
I do
night.
Like a aioli.
Yeah, so that's mayo. Right, that's a fancy way of saying mayo.
But it's mixed up with something. You're
thinking about Gerard?
With today's guest host, Elaine Cavallari.
What's up, guys?
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You massholes!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it.
Let's cover it.
I love you dearly.
On Sports Radio.
Cheers. Crushing Bears. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
A bunch of, you know, hellions in there.
What's going on, everybody? We have an issue.
Uh-oh.
Whenever you see Chris Curtis in the big chair...
Yeah, this is different.
That is a problem.
I'm only in this seat when a professional athlete drinks too much. That's the only time I get to be in the seat.
When you guys do Ken and Curtis on Saturday, are you...
Highly rated.
Highly rated.
Ken and Curtis.
Number one, right?
Number one, yep.
It's very similar to NFL Sundays with myself,
yes.
Rich Keefe, from Foyer. Are you guys in here... Or are you still in the back in the like little glass case back
at the kids'
there?
Table? No, well, we're actually in the big chairs. Oh, Curtis is in your seat.
All right. Yeah,
we're in here, and Ken sometimes sits on my lap if I make a good point.
Now, where is the Hill Dog? Where is Hillman? That's the big question. Curtis, I think, just had a little text exchange with Gregory.
He called at 5:55.
Okay.
And he said, Curtis! I said, what's up, Greg? And he said, I just woke up, quote, I don't know what happened, end quote. So,
I don't know how I got him.
He was naked. I didn't need him to tell me that. But yes, he's on his way. He'll be here in about 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's all right.
All right, no
problem.
We've all
done that before.
Well, the highly rated Ken and Curtis will lead the way, and J. Charles Wiggins is back. That's the most important thing. We've established that J. Charles Wiggins and Associates law firm is ready to launch.
Yeah, it definitely. And I feel like, I know this is the Greg Hill Show, but I feel like this is my first appearance on the Ken and Curtis Show.
Right,
so it's like,
exactly.
It's unique. It's like a mixture of worlds.
You know what I would like, Wiggy? You need a 30-second commercial for J. Charles Wiggins and Associates.
Yeah.
Can you on the fly come up with like...
Come on, man. Can I on the fly? They call me Freestyle and Wiggy.
All right, here we go. So
off the cuff.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Here at J. Charles Wiggins and Associates, we do one thing. We guarantee you we will get you something.
Yes.
If you slip and fall in a grocery store... We might not be able to get you $50 million, but we can get you a free supply of toilet paper for the next week. If you have marriage issues and you want a divorce because you just found out your man been sleeping with your homegirl, girl, we can guarantee you a free week's of Hennessy. J. Charles Wiggins and Associates, we are not just here for the people, we are the people.
Oh, yes.
Come to us, and our motto is, we guarantee you something.
Got to be an 800 number of some kind, or 888.
1-800-612-YO.
All right. Working material. Coming up on the Greg Hill Show today.
I do like that number, though. It's very easy for people.
612-YO?
Yeah, it's very
easy. I love
it. It's very easy, people. Can you have that type? Do you need to have the standard, what is it?
7 digits
yeah.
after the 800. Yeah, I think you do, but
okay.
I think we should make that our new call-in number. Mm. 1-800-612-YO.
And you have a beeper, so we won't miss none of your calls.
Beeper.
If you do want to reach the program, it's 617-779-7937. Feel free to bash Greg for being late today. The last we saw of Greg on the Instagram, he was, I believe, at Ernie Bach's place. So it was okay. One of those nights at the All Bach right. establishment.
Yeah, you know.
He goes out every night of the week. Honestly don't know how you do that.
Yeah, well, I remember when I was in the league and Parcells said, don't let your night job affect your day job.
Oh, looks like we're having that this morning here.
Yes,
we are. Ken and I have a big meeting with a boss today, so this will definitely be discussed.
I thought you guys were the bosses.
Well, every boss has a boss, except for you.
I have multiple bosses.
Maybe Greg wanted to miss the front office report, but I think he'll be back for that. Chaim Bloom is going to join us at 8:30.
How about them Sox, man?
Sox looking good.
Everybody
big
wanted
back.
To write them off after the opening series against the Orioles. They ain't going to win a game. Now look at them.
And I give you credit, Wiggy. You were one to say, hey, it's one series. How are you jumping off right now on Monday?
The pitching gave me a little bit of like, all right, you know, they're starting pitching. Looked pretty decent in the Orioles series, except for that one game. And I was like, oh, let's not just jump the gun.
And you get E-Rod back today.
Mm-hmm.
Our guest host today, it continues with yet another, as the endless search to replace Danielle continues, Nesson employee Elaine Cavalieri, who used to work here and did podcasts for us for a while. She's back in, former Miss Maine contestant.
Oh, okay.
And
Greg was former Mr. Maine.
Yes, he was. He won Mr. Maine several years in a row.
We've heard about the Shack many a times up in Maine.
How was the reaction yesterday to our Wednesday guest host, Alex Francisco?
It was good. Quick interjection to sound like Dale here. I have a perfect number, 1-800-612-YOLO.
Okay, I like that, YOLO. Okay.
Texas just had that great idea. I thought Alex was good yesterday. The only issue is energy.
Yeah.
I think that she admitted that she didn't sleep at all the night before, so that was an issue. But I thought Alex and Wiggy discussing Deshaun Watson was awesome.
That was pretty good. The 9 o'clock hour.
And we've had some different candidates come in, and they've been hesitant to talk about that. Yeah, I thought she did a great job.
She jumped right in it. You know, she jumped right in it. I mean, I think the one person that you can clearly tell is willing to jump in anything, especially that might be a little touchy, is Trenny, right? We could probably say, you know, just based on her, you know, her background, she's willing to do it. I think maybe some of them are a little bit nervous because it's their first time out.
Yep.
But I would say, like, listen, just swing for the fences, man. And if you miss, so what? At least you're entertaining doing it. That's why my number one's Britt.
Yes.
She's grown on people. The longer she's gone, people miss her even more.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
She's a legend. She's like the Koufax of this whole thing. She gets better with age.
We have confirmed 4 more candidates for next week, and that will be it. We're going to shut it down. We have to end it at some point.
All right.
So we'll be off Monday with the guest host, and then Tuesday through Friday, 4 more. I believe Celia Godwin of Nesson will be the final contestant next Friday. Guest host.
Nesson must be worried.
I think it seems like Nesson has a lot of, you know, give them credit. They have a lot of females that are in sports, working over there. Give them a lot of credit for that.
And pretty good, too. I mean, talented all have bring something to the table, as you say all the time.
Yeah, and yet they have Emerson Lotsy on every show. I don't understand it. Nice guy. I like him. But
that's and Pellerin.
That's because there is only, and Jemai, because there's only, what, 3 guys over there? The rest of them are all females.
Is there a more bland, white toast personality than Pellerin and Emerson Lotsy?
Yeah,
I don't know. Adam's cool.
Good
dude.
Evening. The Red Sox back to the diamond today.
All right, let's get to trending. We are going to do the leads at 6:30 when Greg arrives. I mean, you think 6:30, Curtis? Safe.
6:30 is my guess.
Mm-hmm. Zoom here from NEMA.
He's got a commute.
Jet.
He's got a little bit.
I heard
commute.
Joseph banging on his door. So
leads coming up this hour, and I know you, Wiggy, want to talk about the latest in the quarterback derby with the draft and everything else going on.
There is
some intel there.
You know, I got a lead that kind of Curtis asked me something a couple days ago, and I want to kind of touch on it a little bit.
All right. We'll talk to Pat's QBs and a little bit of Tom Brady, who talked yet again on Good Morning America yesterday. But let's find out the news.
The exclusive home of Red Sox baseball. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
We could all use a little extra money. Find Mass Money, a free service of the state treasurer's office with over $3 billion worth of unclaimed property. Find yours at findmassmoney.com. Celtics got it done last night. My man, Tristan Thompson, back in the fold, Wiggy.
He had a nice block shot late in game. He had a big block shot.
He was the X factor in the win last night and won the Tommy Award.
Can we get to this when Greg gets here, that there is a white T-shirt sort of in the news right now?
Oh, is it?
Khloe Kardashian.
Oof.
says that there is this photo circulating of her that is not Kardashian approved.
Right.
Because it doesn't have the 75,000 different filters.
Right.
And she's like suing every entity for this, the spreading of this. So Tristan was able to block out that noise impressively.
Yeah. Yeah, blocked out the drama. Yeah.
Played well.
13 games missed due to COVID. He had 8 boards. But maybe the bigger story was Jaylen Brown taking over, 32 points.
He was money.
And he pulled Jason Tatum aside before the game per his own admission afterward.
Yesterday was a tough one for us. That wasn't our best showing. So, you know, I talked to JT before the game, and we almost had to just forget, you know, about everything. And I just said, let's just come out and play basketball, be aggressive, and just be your best version of ourselves. There's so much outside noise, you know, so many things that it's shifting around. I just needed to come out and be Jaylen.
So a little, it's not a team meeting. It's a meeting of the Jays.
Right.
And obviously Tatum was a little rattled by some of the Kendrick Perkins criticism or just outside noise, as Jaylen Brown calls it.
Yeah, it's interesting that, you know, it seems like maybe Jaylen Brown is the guy that who's got to be more of the alpha dog on this team.
But that's not surprising. He's got that personality, don't you think? More so than what we've seen from Tatum?
I mean, when you think about it, like, I know Perks said that, you know, some of the body language from Jason Tatum. But Jaylen Brown, it's not that he has bad body language, but when you see him out there, he's not like this rah-rah, you know, running up and down beat. He's just kind of reserved. He goes out there. I think a lot of people look at him because he's so articulate when it came to, like, a lot of
the issues.
Yes, a lot of the social justice issues where they go, oh, he's the guy. But I think he plays the same way on the court as far as Tatum does. Like, not this huge, huge rah-rah body language guy.
Final last night, 101-99, and Marcus Smart, give him some credit, 14 in the fourth, including the go-ahead three with 34 ticks left. 20 games left in the Celtics season. They're the 7th seed, game and a half back of the 4 seed, though. They close out a 7-game homestand Friday against the T-Wolves. Strong start from Eovaldi. Curtis was loving it. 6-run fifth, two.
I couldn't find the effing game.
Yeah,
YouTube
me
channel? Didn't find it?
Nope.
Just listen to Joe and Will.
I did.
With Lou on the call. 9-2 win yesterday, close out a sweep of the Rays. Christian Vasquez, a big two-run homer into the seats in left in the fourth. That gave him a 3-1 lead. And J.D. Martinez coming out in Fuego. Club record, 6 straight games with an extra base hit. He's hitting .440 with 11 driven in as they head to Baltimore today for the opener.
Ken, 12 minutes past the hour, you haven't brought up the biggest thing on the sports landscape today.
What's that?
Round one of the Masters.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's, the trending goes in.
What is it, 50% at the Baltimore Orioles Stadium? I know they won't fill that up, but they have the capacity to
And how
do
many
that.
At the Masters today? How many patrons in attendance?
Limited? I would guess basically just Manfred's extended family will be there.
Before Curtis cut me off, I was ready to tell you it was a 3:05 first pitch in Baltimore today. 2:05 pregame, Curtis on the Shaws and Star Market, WEI Red Sox Radio Network, and E-Rod makes his debut. Bruins Capitals tonight at 7. NHL trade deadline, 3 o'clock Monday. They missed out on Kyle Palmieri. Devils trade him to the Islanders in the division for a first and a fourth, plus Travis Zajac going there too, so the Islanders are beefing up in the Bruins division.
Do you think they need to go forward or defenseman or both?
Both.
But
both.
Can they do both?
And there's a big headline at the Globe. Bruins miss Zdeno Chara.
What, can Zdeno Chara, can he score goals?
Yeah, well, they need a left-shot defenseman. I mean,
Dupes wrote that column just for you, Wiggy.
Damn it, can he score goals? Their biggest problem, I don't think, is, you know.
But sometimes that's activated from the back end, Wiggs.
What, that they don't have no secondary scoring? Come on, stop it with that one.
Activated from the back end sounds like something totally different than hockey.
Thursday at the Masters, Curtis. First group's at 8 a.m. Defending champion Dustin Johnson, 10:30. A lot of the bigger dogs coming up later. Who's your pick? Kepka.
Okay. I think that's who somebody told me to pick him yesterday.
And Curtis, your pick?
Patrick Cantlay.
All right. And the Patriots appear interested in Kellen Mond from Texas A&M. Text exchange with Josh McDaniels per an interview with The Globe, with McDaniels and Mond communicating quite a bit. We'll talk about that and the Pats' plan at quarterback on the way as we await Greg Hill. The King is not here. He'll be here in maybe 10 minutes or so.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on EEI.
If you want to make a move, then you better come in. It's just ability, the reason that we're so thin. Living and dying and the stories that are true. Sink into a collapse, knowing when you're through.
Black shoes, red hair, Cadillac,
yeah. The boys are time bombs.
Black welcome to the youth authority home. First day you learn you gotta make it in this world alone. Black coat, white shoes, black Cadillac, yeah, the boy in time bomb.
Nice of Greg Hill to join us on his own show, Wiggy. Here he is getting settled in.
You know how it takes me like 10 minutes to get everything? Oh, what's going on? Oh, I don't even... Where's my mic flag?
Jesus.
Uh-oh. It's all right. You know, we've all been there before, man.
We have not all been there. I've never been to Ernie Bach's place, and I want to go, but I never get invited.
Yeah, I've never been there either. I heard of some great times over there.
Oh, man, does it look like a good time?
This is like setting up at work if you're a Mason. I have to get my chair to the right level. I got to get my mic flag on. I got to get my headphones going. Good morning. My apologies. I'm sorry.
Apology accepted.
What happened?
What do you mean, what happened? My alarm went off. I have two alarms set.
Yep.
And somewhere between the first alarm and the second alarm, something occurred. I don't know what.
I don't know what that was. Well,
you have two alarms and you have Joseph.
Yeah, I do have Joseph. Probably the long COVID.
You should have Joseph do like my mother used to do when I didn't get up. She used to have like a spray bottle and come in there and spray me with water.
Yeah, I don't think they do that at NEMA or anywhere else. I don't think that's their responsibility. Well, it's my responsibility to get up and get to work on time.
Maybe you throw him a couple extra bucks, he'll come in and do that.
I don't think you can say anything because COVID is the excuse that keeps on giving. It's probably long COVID. I'm tired. I don't have the same energy I used to have, and that excuse goes, it goes, what, for a year at least?
Well, by the time I came back, it was new terminology and it was new. I was like, hold on.
We know you have exhaust smell, so maybe there's something where, like, maybe your hair goes for, like, you know, 5 minutes between, you know, 5:30 and 5:45.
What?
You see?
I didn't even hear what you said.
Yeah, well, that's part of the COVID.
But listen, Greg, the listeners didn't mind because Ken and Curtis ran the show for the first 15 minutes.
Well, I heard it.
And we are the number one Saturday show in the last weekly. No gimmicks this time. A 12-7 men 25-54. Yeah, Ken and Curtis
fantastic.
On a Saturday.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And the only issue is that on several of the other stations, you're up against the Star Spangled Banner. I mean, that is the only issue.
That's fine.
On Saturday from 9 to 12.
We'll take it.
And the Lord's Prayer on AAF.
A dub is a dub.
It looked to me like when you sent the ratings out that it was Magic 106.7 that was number one.
Well, yeah, we had a 2-6 on the stream.
So tell me about your show on Saturdays if you're beat by, what are you beat by on Magic 106.7?
Which is an Odyssey Station, I might
add. Is it like Acoustic Sunrise or something? what are you up
against? Well, when you listen to Ken and Curtis, sometimes you need a little therapy, so you go over to Magic. You know, you bounce back and forth between the two. That's your Saturday morning
routine.
The irony
is that the magic happens here.
It's holiday music.
I will say that I did hear the entire program on my way over, and Wiggy did a pretty good job with the off-the-cuff live read for J. Charles Wiggins and Associates.
Yeah, we're still working on some things.
The only thing that is needed is a jingle.
Yeah.
There must be a jingle for Wiggy's law firm, J. Charles Wiggins and Associates.
Well, my man Smoke Bulge is a rapper, so maybe I can get it. Because, see, I want a cool rap jingle. When you trip and fall and you need a ball, but your ankles ain't feeling good. There's only one lawyer in the hood. That's J. Charles Wiggins and Associates.
Not bad. I'd prefer one that's like a catchy jingle.
Yeah, I know. It's a work in progress. It's all like, top
about,
of the dome.
How about this one? Who do you call when your lawsuit's frivolous? J. Charles Wiggins. Is that, is that, would that one work? That.
We can work that. When your bidet doesn't work... We are your people.
I love that. I'm going to make a t-shirt. When your bidet doesn't work, we are your people.
That's it.
So. Here's a 508 text that says, Greg, you and I are the same. We never miss work, never show up late. And then when we do, everybody dumps on us. It's true. I mean, what's the difference or which is worse? Arriving this morning 15 minutes late or leaving yesterday an hour and a half before the show ended?
Ooh, good point.
Good point.
Who left yesterday?
Ken.
Oh, that's right.
Ken left. That was a planned excused absence.
What do you mean it was a planned? No, you alerted everybody that you were leaving. You didn't ask for permission.
Well,
you
took a half day.
How does that work?
You took a half day,
a half day, whenever you want. You just leave the show at 8:15. How does that work?
I put in a request with Melissa from HR. So I'm leaving halfway through. Wife has an appointment. I could have just taken the whole show off, but you guys would have been a disaster.
You see how similar...
Barely got through an hour and a half.
You see how similar Ken and Volan are?
Yep.
Wife has an appointment.
Right.
Ken has to scurry home as quick as possible.
Well, the child's not in daycare right now. Yeah.
So. He was coming down on you for being late, so...
Oh, I heard him. Yeah, I heard him.
I love how you pivot to me yesterday. I mean, God.
Right off the bat, he was all...
Parking at Bach's house. What was Bach doing last night? Who's the fundraiser
He had a fundraiser to raise money for a charity. Is there anything right? It was within the guidance. I mean, is there anything wrong with that, Ken?
No, it looked fun, but again, you never invite us. I mean, Wiggy sometimes.
I take Wiggy everywhere I go.
Yeah.
And you two, first of all, you two are always invited.
Curtis is vaccinated now.
Vaccinated. He had his vaccination day yesterday. Mm-hmm. I want to know what he did on his first day as a free man. But you, Ken, would not leave your home. I've invited you to go lots of places.
Okay, but vaccine for the Laird Man tomorrow, so I am free game for the weekend.
All right. So Ernie Bach's next event. I hear he has some pretty good shindigs. That's what I hear.
Yes, he does.
I hear he is the man when it comes to, you know, throwing a party and making people feel welcome.
Was it a cash bar?
Let's see. 774 text says, Greg was in the Celtic suite with prospective guest host last night.
Uh-huh.
Nope. That's Laird, ladies and gentlemen. That's not me.
Oh, was it a fundraiser on the trilogy?
It was not.
Girl Scout cookies?
No, the trilogy cannot set sail until the weather gets a little better, Curtis.
Saturday, 68 and sunny.
I know. Well, tomorrow's going to be 70.
Oh, really?
It's going to be 70 inland, cooler here.
So warmer weather, is that kind of the COVID restrictions kind of loosen up? Because like in Florida, right?
So where have you been living for the last 14 months? You live in Massachusetts. What's wrong with you? Did you do anything different on your first day as a vaccinated free man yesterday, Curtis?
Well, I walked around Southie with Pudge maskless.
Oh.
And I even went into our corner store on East Broadway and O Street and bought soda without a mask on. I got lethal looks from some parents after the day of school for their kids, but I said, I'm vaccinated.
Right.
And they said, love the show. Get rid of Ken.
That's why you should wear the vaccine passport, the card on the chest. Or I think that's a new look going forward.
Or you should do like a lot of people that I saw on social media. Now, you know how like they go, I voted. They have that little sticker.
Yeah.
They got the one that says I got vaccinated.
Right.
So maybe you could have put that up.
And I had like 3 gin and tonics because I was told the vaccine also cleared me of alcoholism.
They should create a mask which has a V on it and then is open for you to breathe through. So the people, you have a mask that you're wearing, but it's wide open because you've been vaccinated. But you realize that that's what's going to happen going forward is even if you've been vaccinated, even if you've done the right thing and what you're supposed to do, if you're not wearing a mask, you're going to get the googly eyes.
Well, I'm not getting the googly eyes because I'm going to say, go to Fauci. Your boy Fauci said, come Memorial Day, we can get rid of these masks is what he said. So I'm you know, his word is gospel. I'm going with that.
Now, I know the Boston Marathon announced yesterday that you're going to have a negative test in order to run the Boston Marathon. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I am too. I mean, it's just one more hoop that people have to jump through if they want to run the marathon. But I'm sure that at this point, having been unable to run last year, that there are people who are going to – they're going to be willing to run the Boston
but
Marathon.
But that don't
and get
really
a
make
–
like, is it 72 hours before you run? Because isn't there – don't we know there's this, like, 5-day incubation period?
There is.
So even if you test negative, can't you still be positive?
I mean, it's a little bit – I have these questions that come up about the testing with regard to sports in general. Like, for instance, the UMass hockey team playing in the Final Four this evening. And they are going to be without 4 of their players.
Okay.
2 of which are their better players. Mm-hmm. Their starting goaltender and their top goal scorer. They're going to be without them because of contact tracing. Not because anybody tested positive.
Right.
But because they came into contact with somebody who may have tested positive. So they're without those guys in the Final Four. UMass Minutemen, without the 2 of their best players. And why can't those guys have a test right before the, you know, whatever, on the morning of the game, like this morning or at noon today? Or why can't they do it that way?
Because the science people will tell you, well, it could take the incubation period. But that's what they'll tell you,
I
guess.
That is so insanely stupid.
Yeah.
These guys, UMass, I don't think has been to a Frozen Four before. If they have, maybe once before. They work their whole life. This team gets to this point, two wins away from a national championship. And because they were close to someone who was infected, they can't play in the game.
It's a joke.
Meanwhile, they're going to be checking people into the board, slamming their head on the ice.
It's an absolute joke. And you're right about that hockey team. Like, I mean, I don't think, has UMass ever been to a Final Four?
I'm not sure. And just goes back to what the women's basketball coach from Baylor said, that the Final Four team shouldn't even get tested because of a situation like this. She was saying that, what if this situation was to happen in basketball? And everybody dragged her for her, like, hey, let us go play. We shouldn't even get tested, because now you're seeing it in hockey where you have UMass have their two best players not being able to play in the Frozen Four.
They've been to one other Frozen Four in 2019. They've never won a national championship.
Now, why are you guys trying to drag me into this negativity early? You wouldn't pick somebody dying as worth it to play an event, a sporting event, a college sporting event.
Who's dying?
Somebody could die.
Has there
been the spread of COVID?
What's more likely, you die playing hockey or from COVID?
You notice this is where Ken and his ilk go immediately when we have this discussion. Has any college athlete died since the start?
It's COVID 101. Athletes get it, then spread it to people who are compromised and could pass away.
Why can't they just quarantine after the Frozen Four for 2 weeks?
I agree with that plan, but that's not happening. That would not happen.
So even if they did have it, they could stay away from their, 85-year-old nanny before they went home. Just say, all right, I played and I might have it, so I got to stay away for 2 weeks.
It just seems a little bit unfortunate to me that when you have... You get down to the Frozen Four, and I would feel the same way if it was basketball.
Right.
You get down there, those guys have worked the entire season, in many cases their entire college career, and they're denied the opportunity to play in that game. And in the case of UMass, you're ripping away their starting goaltender and their top scorer.
Yeah.
It's all unfortunate. But you look at the numbers in Massachusetts now, the people in their 20s getting COVID, it's off the charts. Number one category by far. Guys and girls in their
20s. Yeah, but what's their recovery rate?
Again, Wiggy, it's not about them. Okay, it's about the spread of the
virus.
Here
we go. I thought we vaccinated the majority of elderly people. So if we vaccinated the majority of elderly people.
I announced my COVID, my vaccine tomorrow, and I got yelled at by texters.
Because you slid in front of several disadvantaged people in order to get yourself at the front of the line. That's why.
You're a queue jumper.
So, Curtis, did you get your free Krispy Kreme donut or a free Sam Adams? I believe you get those with your vaccination.
I got 12 Sam Summers.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, my apologies on being late. Now, Kent, you want to take a break and then come back?
Do you want to just settle in? We'll do the leads next. We still have to do the leads.
That's fine with me. Want to do the leads.
It's just a suggestion.
Okay. All right. So we'll take a quick break.
Okay.
We'll be back, and we will get to this morning's leads.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for
That is the great Canadian treasure, Brian Adams, Ken Laird.
Yes, sir.
And Cuts Like a Knife. Really his best song, I think.
Summer of 69.
You like Summer of 69
better?
Yeah,
that's probably his biggest hit. Ken?
No, this is his best. Greg's right. This launched him, I think.
This was his first hit, really.
But is Summer of 69 his biggest
hit? It might be his biggest hit, maybe. Right. He had that song that was in the Robin Hood movie.
Oh, yeah, that love song.
There was a love song, a ballad. What was that? Everything I do it for you.
Terrible,
or whatever
terrible.
It was. Awful. All right, the leads a little late this morning, which is on me because I was running a tad bit behind this morning, are brought to you by Always Health Partners. They are a health plan helping people and businesses be ready for tomorrow, today, and always. Ken?
While cutting like a knife yet again, Thomas Edward Patrick Brady, interview with Michael Strahan, Good Morning America. Can this guy not leave it alone? He is now Mr. Passive Aggressive. Every time he talks, he takes a shot at Belichick. Can you just win gracefully? He talks about Bruce Arians and the qualities he has and then pivots to Belichick. It's an obvious Belichick comparison. Here it is.
And how are they playing for Bruce Arians? Because I know he's a totally different type of coach than Belichick.
It was amazing. He's a great motivator. He's got a great feel for the team, got a great pulse for what's going on in the locker room, great intuition, great evaluation of talent. When you're in one place for 20 years, you think that's the only way. And I think when you go to a different place, you realize, wow, there's another way that people do things.
Wow. Bruce Arians is a great motivator, said right. No one ever in the history of football.
Right. Brady didn't even say that in week three.
Except for Tom Brady. Yeah.
Like, can you go a week without taking another shot at Belichick?
No, I don't think you can. But maybe you would be bitter also. I mean, the man was, if you believe Curtis, he was driven out of town by Bill Belichick. So, of course, he's bitter.
Yeah, that just sounds like a bitter ex.
Sounds so bitter.
It's crazy because usually that comes from the bitter ex when they're looking at their old, man or woman doing well. But in this case, like, Bill's not doing well, so why are you taking shots? There's no need to be bitter.
He's piling on.
Yeah, you should be celebrating your victory.
Great point, Wiggs.
All right, Ken, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
You will not bait me today. Good morning, everybody. So yesterday, it felt like the tide completely turned with Deshaun Watson. You had Nike suspend their endorsement campaign. Beats by Dre removed him as a spokesperson. And one of the great grocery stores in America, H-E-B, Edward E. Butts, or whatever it's called, they booted Deshaun Watson. So, yesterday morning, Chris Sims, who days prior said that this was a nothing burger, had this to say.
Mike, as that case goes on, of course, more dirty laundry is going to be aired. It's not going to look good for Deshaun Watson. And then here we are in 2021 with the current climate and those type of things. I'm not sure we're going to see Deshaun Watson play football again. I think we're getting into that territory.
Not sure if Deshaun Watson will play football again. I really think the NFL needs to resolve this one way or another before the draft. Because this being out there, even though it's being largely ignored by the national media, is going to overshadow what goes on that night.
Well, the NFL has made essentially one statement, which is... Mm-hmm.
They're investigating it.
No. They have said that the allegations are troubling, essentially.
Right.
We know they're investigating it, but what they have now said, it's troubling, which to me says they must at least, they must have some information that leads them to believe that this is not just some sort of a money grab, as you call it.
No, I wouldn't say that. I would think that they would, like a lot of people will do in this situation. The allegations are troubling. When you hear what they are. That doesn't mean that we found something, but we're just saying that based on what we're seeing, whether it was Nike or some of these other ones, hey, we need to step back because these are some serious allegations.
Well, do you think that, let's say that this goes to court and that there are now 21 alleged victims.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that in a civil court, they are able to prove with 51% assurity that he did inappropriate things. Do you think he plays football ever again after that?
I think he does play football after that.
I don't think he does.
I think it'll be similar to what we've seen guys do before, in the sense that now different situations, get in trouble with the law. We saw Ben Roethlisberger, kind of settle his whole situation. So what you'll have is he'll lose his civil case, but there'll be no, unless there's criminal charges brought against him, which, that's still yet to be seen, then based on where that goes, I think you'll see him get suspended like you did AB, and then he comes back and plays.
I mean, I guess it is a league where fans are willing to tune in and to disregard whatever has been proven to be inappropriate and in many cases disgusting behavior by certain players,
We highlighted Tyreek Hill. I mean, think about it. They in Kansas City, they love him. They highlight Tyreek Hill on all the national media, and we all know the situation that was out there with him. So, not to say one's worse than the other, but, you know, when we've seen bad situations happen with guys doing horrible things and coming back when you're talented and playing. Curtis and I had this argument with Chad Wheeler. Why is all of a sudden this guy out of the league?
So if he's not under criminal indictment.
Right.
And it just remains a civil matter, mm-hmm. and that could be 2 years, three years, whatever it is. The NFL should allow him to play football, right? Because he's innocent until proven guilty. Yeah.
The one analogy that we can get to later, Mike Florio compared it to the Michael Vick situation, stating obviously it's a different set of facts and a totally different situation, but Mike Vick ended up pleading guilty.
Mm-hmm.
He paid his debt to society, and then years later he was back in the league. So he said, never say never, because look at what the NFL has done in the past.
And he went to jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Curtis, thank you. Wiggy, good morning.
So Curtis asked me this question a few days ago about Bill Belichick in this year's draft. And I was thinking about that, and I was listening to Gresham Keefe yesterday and the Patriots and what they potentially could do with their first-round draft pick.
15 minutes to 7.
And I said to myself, it is an absolute 100% failure and disappointment that I'll have towards Bill Belichick if he does not draft a quarterback in the first round.
Huh.
I don't care who it is, because they now, there's been reports of Kellen Mond out there. I don't care.
It's one of the best wide receiver drafts in the history of drafts, correct?
Wide receiver or quarterback?
Wide receiver.
There's some good wide receivers coming out.
Don't you think Bill is going to be somewhat tempted to draft a wide receiver?
Well, it was a good wide receiver draft last year, too. But I think in this position, you're like, if you take a quarterback in the first round, and I don't care who the guy is. Obviously, I like Justin Fields, but let's just say it is Kellen Mond, right? To me, at least that tells me here is the guy that we expect to be the future of the team that we've put together. If you wait to the third round, that goes back to, we could be doing this next year because you're not sold on a third-round draft pick quarterback. But if you go after a first-round draft pick quarterback, that tells me that's the guy. And I think if Bill doesn't do that, I'm going to be extremely disappointed, especially by the way he approached free agency and got a lot of young guys, young talented guys, that are going to be right in the mix next year and the year after that, and you don't have a quarterback in place that we can look at and go, that's the future.
All right, Wiggy, thank you. Well, we live in a time where our leaders have been encouraging us to call the authorities on our neighbors mm-hmm. who are not following the rules. So maybe this is not surprising, but there is news this morning that in Minnesota, a community named Plymouth is encouraging their citizens to call 911 on those who are not cleaning up their dog's doo-doo.
Mm. Oh, I love that.
You love that?
That is a major problem. Have you been out there? I mean,
I hate when you don't pick up after your dog.
I agree with you. I think people should clean up after their dogs. But you feel like this is a good use of 911, the law enforcement officials who are supposed to be saving people's lives.
Well, when you call 911, do they put it right to the top of the queue, or do they have a pecking order of offenses?
I think they respond in the order of the calls that come in. I believe that's how they do it, Ken. I don't know. So you're okay with. The lights and the sirens on, responding to an unidentified pile of dog poop in order to
well,
solve
this. This is a major societal problem. I mean, it is. Yes.
Where do you rank it? Is it pretty high? Is it higher up there than the use of paper bags? Where do you rank it when it comes?
Curtis watched that Seaspiracy, I've dropped plastic way down.
Finally, growing.
This is Peaspiracy. Yeah. Double Peaspiracy. So this is a resident. Dog owner Mark Bombshell.
I don't see myself calling 911 for dog droppings. If they want to get a bunch of people to run around and tell people to pick up their dog poo, all the power to them.
Listen, I'm not. The 911 calling on dog poo is like. But I'm with Ken. Like, that's the worst thing people can do. you're low. Like, if you can't pick up after your dog.
Okay, is it any different than people who are throwing their cigarette butts out on the beach or people who are throwing their nips on the side of the highway here in Massachusetts, which is a major problem? I mean,
yeah, it is, because I don't mind stepping on a used cigarette butt. I do mind stepping in some dog doo-doo.
Yeah.
I mean, so, and, you know, I don't.
Also, probably carries COVID. You see all the fecal studies of COVID transmission?
Yeah, I don't think you should litter, but that, to me, that's way up on the list. Like, people who let their dogs just, you know, drop deuces everywhere and don't clean, especially if you live in the city.
Uh-huh.
That's the worst. Like, you live in the city and you're walking down the street, the sidewalk. I remember growing up in East Boston, it was like trying to avoid landmines.
Okay, but what if the situation escalates? And, you know, you end up having a police standoff because some guy didn't have an extra green plastic bag with him to clean up the poop.
Maybe should do some time if you let your dog in the street.
People should do time for that. Yeah.
And then we'll see how you are when you come out.
Right. So then your cellmate says, what are you in for? And you have to say, I'm in because I didn't clean up my dog's poop.
It's a messy situation.
And I guarantee he keeps I guarantee he keeps the cell clean.
Okay. All right. Well, those are our suggestions for the leads this morning. This is Chuck from Attleboro. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. How you guys doing?
What's going on?
Ah, geez, you're talking about the dog poop, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I can't believe it. I go, now all these liberals, they got to bend down, pick up the warm poop in a bag, right? Tie it off. Now what they're doing, I hike all over the place. They're throwing the bags in the woods,
uh-huh.
or they're throwing them down the storm drains. Yeah. And all you see in the woods now is dog bags.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I do? When he poops, I kick it. Just spread it out a little bit. You know?
Disgusting.
And then by the time you're done walking, your boot's clean.
All right. So you're saying you grew up in a better time, a time before green plastic dog poop bags, is what you're saying, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm in a good time now. I don't do that. I can't stand touching poop with my hands, and it's all warm.
Okay, all right, we got it. Yeah, thank you.
My God, thank you.
Yes, we got it.
People are ridiculous. These dog owners nowadays are ridiculous when it comes. My daughter was working at Louis, and some lady came in. She probably had some money and let the dog took a poop in there. Because now you can let dogs in the mall.
Yeah.
And the dog dropped a deuce in the mall in Louis.
Yeah.
And it's like, really?
Well, they have really nice bags you could pick it up with.
Everybody brings their dogs out to dinner now, and I guess is it because they say it's a service
Lance
dog,
Curtis.
Or is that a comfort dog, or what? Is that why they're able to do that? I noticed that
if it's outside, you can have your dog at the restaurant. You can't have it inside unless it's a service dog. But I have a way to fix all of this.
Do you bring your dog to dinner when you're dining outside?
Of course.
Okay. All right.
That's why I love P-Town. Dogs are everywhere. It's great.
You feed them right from your plate. And say, hey,
no, Pudgy eats much better food than what's on my plate. But DNA test, the poop, $1,000 fine each time.
Mm-hmm.
That way, you get all the dogs in Boston have a dog license. You have to register them.
Ooh. You're calling for a doggy DNA registry? Is that what you're calling for?
Don't you think that would fix it? If people knew that they could get a $1,000 fine for not picking up their poop.
Maybe that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's why I should replace Karen Spilka. What has she done?
I just don't want to see our valuable police officials being called to the scene of errant fecal distribution by a dog and have some woman who is chasing, following a suspect home because they've identified them as somebody who didn't pick up their dog poop. I don't think that's, in this case, this city suggesting that you should call 911 on your neighbors because it's not like we didn't used to do this. We didn't used to encourage people to narc everybody out everywhere they went.
Karens would be crazy on that one. You ain't lying, chasing somebody down the street with her cell phone.
Replace meter maids with manure maids that pick up poop and see the DNA.
I like that. Now, that's a good idea. Uh-huh. Now, not look for the DNA, but there are meter maids who go around and give people tickets for, you know, parking illegally. But I do like the fact of poop picker-uppers that just go around and pick up poop. When I used to work for Public Works.
You mean like it would be a city job?
Yeah, like when I worked for Public Works in the summertime, I used to go down Chelsea Street with my broom, shovel, and a trash barrel, and I would clean the curbs. So, and like the little trees and stuff like that. So maybe there's a job that you can create where people can walk around cities, parks, and basically they're picking up poop.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it seems like kind of a crappy job, but
I mean, but it pays good though.
What it does?
But it's encouraging bad behavior.
No, it's not.
You're saying, go ahead, just have your dog poop everywhere. We'll clean it up.
No, what you're doing.
That's why you have to have the DNA as part of this, because they'll pay them based on the money they get for fining people for not picking up.
No, but what you're doing, Ken, and you should know this better than anybody, being a, you know, a lefty lunatic.
Job creation.
Job creation.
Yeah.
And the mayor's keeping everybody whole. People got to pick up the poop. I'm telling you.
This is Tim. Hello, Tim.
How do you guys have me following Chuck, who grew up when men were men?
I understand. I know. He was not affected by that. That's a guy who was not affected by the 100-year plan from China. But go ahead. Yes, Tim?
Oh, dude, he just kicks it down the road and gets his boot clean. He goes for an hour walk. That's fantastic.
Yes, he does.
So I have a question. Why is it like, didn't they just finish defunding the police in Minnesota, and now they want to use whatever resources they have left to go pick up dog poop?
Correct. Yes,
that is true.
That's what it is. That makes no sense.
This is the problem with America, right? Everyone got mad at Donald Trump, and they're trying to say, you know, it's a hateful country, it's a racist country, yada, 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 this, that, and the third. But, you know, if they're encouraging you to knock on your neighbors, does it really matter who is where in office or whatever, whether it's blue or red, if it doesn't change how you view your neighbors?
I agree with you. I think we've reached a point where people are becoming used to whatever the issue is.
Mm-hmm.
They see somebody doing something that they might not do. They're encouraged to call the authorities rather than deal with it themselves. It drives me crazy.
By the way, Greg, there's texters who have this policy that I've enacted where they live, and they say it's totally helped.
What do you mean? In an apartment complex or something?
Apartment complexes where they fine the residents after testing the poop.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
All right. Well, we got to take a break. Our guest host this morning is maybe familiar to some of you because she used to work here at WEEI.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's at NESN.
She's at NESN, correct. Former Miss Maine.
Okay. I used to have a podcast here.
Used to have a podcast here.
Okay. And we will meet her next as guest host week number 3 continues on The Greg Hill Show at WEEI.